Señor Presidente.
Mr. Chairman, the Convention on the Prohibition of the Development, Production, and Stockpiling of Bacteriological, Biological, and Toxin Weapons and on their destruction is a fundamental instrument in international humanitarian law, the first one to prohibit an entire category of weapons of mass destruction. Efforts made internationally for effective prohibition have been satisfactory in this connection, with almost universal accession and the raising of the prohibition on this category of weapons of mass destruction to the level of customary international humanitarian law. In this connection, we welcome the states of Palestine, UAE, and the Central African Republic. Mr. Chairman, my delegation was present at the meeting of states parties last year, where we managed to achieve the necessary consensus for the intersessional program 2018-20 that we initiated. We believe it is necessary to strengthen the convention further and to be able to make progress in the substantive issues to be revisited during the review conference 2021. We renew our commitment to continue to cooperate actively and constructively to achieve the objectives of full implementation of the convention. Since we acceded to the convention, we have participated in several mechanisms and procedures. We have regularly submitted national reports on conference building measures, which provide the basis for the security structure of the convention and help to prevent or reduce ambiguities, as also to improve international cooperation in the field of biological activities with peaceful purposes. We have also participated in peer review exercises, which constitutes a practical method of assessing and comparing and enable states to review their mechanisms for implementation internally and to learn from best practices. Without prejudice to national implementation of the convention, my delegation believes it's necessary to work on certain areas of the convention to ensure that this become an effective instrument. First of all, we consider it essential to have a verification mechanism to ensure the effective compliance with it on the part of states parties that have ratified it. My country considers that giving the convention a mechanism of this nature is key in achieving a non-proliferation regime and disarmament. Secondly, it is indispensable to adapt the convention to progresses made in science and technology and to strengthen effective implementation in fields which, when it was signed, did not exist. In this sense, it is necessary to establish and strengthen mechanisms for cooperation between states parties for technological transfer without discrimination. Thirdly, it is necessary to ensure a timely humanitarian response, which is comprehensive in the face of an epidemiological outbreak, whether natural or deliberate. Cooperation is required nationally and internationally, and for this we need free-flowing communication at all levels, national, regional, and international, with a multi-stakeholder approach, making use of players from various fields. States parties should establish or upgrade national and regional capacities to detect, diagnose, and combat infectious diseases, as also to combat possible biological threats, including efforts made at national and regional levels for emergency management of catastrophes. Thanks to scientific and technological progress, biological weapons can become cheaper, easier to design, more difficult to detect if they are in the hands of non-state actors. Consequently, there is a need for a significant reduction in technological barriers to development. We should not, however, limit freedom of research and development. Mr. Chairman, my delegation is grateful for the commitment shown. And yet there is a need for the financial strengthening of the convention. We acknowledge that as states parties, we should agree on measures enabling the convention to function without a hitch. Bearing in mind the rapid development of science and technology, the workload of the convention is probably going to increase as a sign of its relevance. Now that I have mentioned all these international challenges, we hope that in the course of this evening, of this meeting, we will be able to contribute to the various items on the work program. And we have now finished our general comments, but we wish to reiterate